Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention as they work on your return in real time. Experts can file as soon as today. Now, taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who gives your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. They can file your taxes as soon as today, and while they do, you get real-time updates on their progress so you can go about your day. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Show.
You don't stop.
With guest host, Bobby Bones.
Rich Eisen. He's calling me. That's cool.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
War Eagle Duke is returning.
And it's a great day to be a Florida Gator.
H-Town are headed to the Final Four.
Today's guests, host of Mostly Sports with Mark Titus and Brandon Walker, Mark Titus. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Bobby Bones.
Hello, and it's good to be back. Thank you. All the clapping is done by me. That's right, one man clap. Thank you. I text Chris this morning, and I said, Hey, man, we can do all the bits they're used to doing because I listen to every segment of every show for the history of my life. I'm your biggest fan. And he was like, dude, stop texting me. So good to see you, Chris.
I was like, I'm in traffic, Bobby. Come on, you're distracting me.
We haven't been here in a year.
Like, what's up, man?
Quick update, life update, 1 year, go.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You put me on the spot.
Yep, time's up. All right.
Okay, great.
TJ?
Everything's the same. My son is a giant. He recently wanted a mohawk. I said, no, he's 5. So we kind of, Sarah took him to get a haircut over the weekend. He kind of did the faux hawk thing, which is cool. And then Iron Man asked him to be part of the Avengers.
I would need more context to that, like 15 seconds of context to that.
They went to Disneyland yesterday. He got a new Iron Man mask. We do this thing where every time we go to Disneyland, he gets to buy one thing from his own money, which is cool. And he wanted a new Iron Man mask. And when you're walking around California Adventure, you go to Avengers Land, and then you might see Spider-Man. You might see, you don't know who you're going to see, Captain America. Yesterday it was Iron Man, and they did the cool thing, and he's ta-da, Cage is in the Avengers.
My wife lets me do that once a month to spend my own money to get something. It's nice. Yeah, it's fun. TJ, give me a year. What's been happening?
Bobby Bones, what up, kid?
I don't know, man.
Let's see. So this is March 31st. So as of March 31st, 2024.
Let me just look at the pictures of what I had from last year.
Started a wrestling podcast.
I listen all the time.
I'm still in shock by that.
I'm a big wrestling guy. I know I'm such a massive star. You don't think a guy like me and DiCaprio would be listening. Yes.
Did you remember my name when I walked in? I had a name tag ready. I had my Price is Right name tag. You didn't even need it. Yeah, things are great though, man. You know, we're here. The lights are still on, as Rich likes to say, and get to come here and I get to work with these jabronis every day and just talk about sports and TV and music and movies and life, and don't really get much better than that. So
amen to that.
And I plan to talk about Aaron Rodgers in a second and Final Four in a second, but I'll give you guys my favorite moment from the past year, which is I set you guys up just to flex, just so you guys know. Oh, I really didn't care that much about your years.
Wow.
This was me just like, tell me something so I can say something.
Well, before you get to yours, Feller bought a new Maserati this year. So
wow, come on. Why you got to out him like that?
That was...
I don't have that, but I was MVP of the Major League Baseball Celebrity All-Star Softball Game. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. I had a homer and a triple. Played a heck of a game in the field. Coach Prime was my coach.
Really?
Yeah. We won. It was one of the most amazing nights of my life. I would go. I have to put my marriage first in case my wife is listening.
Of course.
And it's true, but those double.
That shouldn't even count. That should just be like.
Correct. Winning Dancing with the Stars. Just because no one expected it, and being the MVP of that game at number 3, and then being here at number 4.
That's not bad.
Last time. This time, not as fun or novel. Yeah.
Was that your first Coach Prime experience?
No.
Had you met him before?
Coach Prime and I worked together every day for about 4 months. We did a television pilot for ABC. They brought us both in, and oddly, it was a pilot that was a midday show made for women, and they... put Coach Prime, well, he wasn't Coach Prime then, he was just Dion, and myself, and we worked together and developed a pilot every day in a studio, and it went to pilot, we shot the pilot, it was pretty good, and then it did not get picked up.
Mm.
So we have a pretty good relationship.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I love him. Like, he's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Yeah. So that's the last year, but I'm super pumped to be back. We can start with, are you bored that there are 4 number ones in the final 4? Chris?
You know, I think you could kind of see this coming. This is kind of the way college basketball is now in the NIL era. It's funny. Everyone thought, oh, NIL, there's money. Like, it's going to kind of even the playing field. There's going to be more parity. Actually, no. What happens is that anybody who's good, who plays on a non-Power 5 team, is just going to get money to go to one of the big schools. And that's kind of what's happened. College basketball in general is not. I've kind of really fallen off. I used to be the biggest college basketball fan. It's just not for me. I don't enjoy the product anymore. Like, I'm super into the Cooper Flagg story because he's from Maine. He's the second best player in Maine after me. And so...
what game? Because we're not talking about basketball. But what game were you the best at?
I thought we were talking about basketball.
He
means basketball. Oh. That's what he means.
Yeah, shooting. But after him... Yeah, go ahead.
Just let him go, man.
Anyway, this is predictable. And I think if you took this in your bracket, you're probably winning your bracket. And... I don't know, kind of a yawn. It's not for me anymore.
I feel like early on, we like to see upsets. That first weekend, that first Thursday and Friday, they're my favorite 2 days.
But even this year, there weren't very many upsets.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been boring.
Yeah.
I like to see upsets then, but I think generally when it gets to the Elite Eight, Final Four, I do like to see the big schools back in. And I think television does too. Obviously, you know, any of these little schools that are playing don't really do great rating-wise. So I think the CBSs, the TNTs of the world like to see the big schools get there. 2008 is the last time this happened,
yep,
that all 4 number ones. I'm a big SEC guy, so I actually had, I think, 7 or 8 of 8 in the Elite Eight because I just went,
ooh,
well.
Jock.
Of course, it's all ones and twos and threes.
Yeah.
But I lost a bit last night. I've got basically Auburn winning it all. The weird thing about Auburn winning it all is I bet it before before the tournament started. And I bet it at +400. But now it's at +450. If I were to bet it now, I would actually make more money just when they're in the Final Four. I've never seen
That's
such
hilarious.
A thing. Because when there are 64 or 68 teams, and I bet it, I'm making less money than if I bet it now and bet Auburn, which I feel is odd. And I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of betting. So I think that this is going to be fun because you have a couple storylines. You have Jani Broome, which... Thank God he's not injured, right? I mean, he went down. There's a little scare, but he came back.
Came back.
Cooper Kupp, that's fun. Duke looks so good.
So
Cooper
good.
Flag.
Cooper Flagg. No, Cooper Kupp's playing 4.
Cooper Kupp also
Duke
good.
Duke as well, yes.
Yeah, he's good as well.
Duke looks so good that they possibly can't win it.
Oh, you're going that way.
They look so good.
People are saying this is might be the best or deepest Duke team ever. Cooper Flagg talking about, you know, greatest freshman ever. I don't know. Carmelo Anthony still has that, obviously. But it's, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm kind of bored. You think all the number ones and all the top seeds are good for the executives are happy. I kind of disagree. You know, casuals are not drawn in by Houston playing Auburn in the championship game.
I think
you need a kind of a Cinderella and something to kind of get the casuals to rally behind. And, you know, we almost had that. I think your guy now, John Calipari, I think if Arkansas could have went on a run here and made the Final Four, that would have been the buzz, I think, that this Final Four needed.
And the story.
And the storyline and the, oh, Cal is back. And I think now it's just kind of like a ho-hum.
I think casuals don't really care once it gets down to the Final Four. I think casuals jump in on the first Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But is that because of betting
that's
now?
Because everybody goes and gets snipped so they can stay home, or they lie about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that the weekend that everybody gets circumcised or what?
Big vasectomy weekend?
Yeah, vasectomy. I did it wrong. Oh, no.
Somebody called them oil.
I did it wrong. I did the wrong one. So, yeah. I think it's going to be I think there are storylines, though. The cool thing about, you know, the college football is we get to develop players through the years before they become NFL stars.
Yes.
And so we hear their stories. And there are a couple of guys that we're able to do this with now, and with Cooper Flagg. It's not just this year at Duke. It's been the last 2 years watching every TikTok, watching him decide to leave early. I mean, he was 17 years old. Think about that, being 17 and going to Duke and being the main guy. Like when I was 17 years old, I was like captain of the Quiz Bowl team at Mountain Pine, Arkansas, and I could barely handle that fame. You know, that to me was too much. But think about 17. And even like the Jani Broome, you're right, Florida, Houston, I mean, Kelvin Sampson, but I just don't think it's a casual weekend anyway. I think college basketball, like you said, for the most part, people feel like is not the product that the NBA is. But I would say it's only because they play defense all the time. Like college basketball, you have to play defense. They don't have the shooters the NBA does, but college basketball, most of the games matter. In the NBA, most don't. Most players don't have to play like they matter for the first half of the season.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But also what the NBA has that college basketball does not have is star power. We familiarity. We know who these people are. We have a relationship with them. You feel a certain way about them, TJ. You either, you know, really dislike LeBron, or you really like Steph Curry, or anybody in the East, and Kat and Jason Tatum. So you have a connection there. The most famous person in this bracket, in this tournament, is Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And so outside of him, you know, if they came in right here and started, you know, dancing around our studio Severance style, I don't think anyone would know who they are. And that's a huge problem for college basketball, and which is why there's a lot of disconnect.
My only pushback to that is that I agree, but I would say at least they know the brands, and that's what's good about the number ones. You have four big brands of teams that you're already familiar with, and you probably hate or love just based on who they are. Like, I hate Duke for no real reason other than they won a lot.
Of course.
And I'm an SEC guy, so I'm rooting for Auburn and Florida. And Houston, I don't think they'll win because they're Houston. I have no reason to think that. Sampson's a great coach, but I don't feel like Houston wins simply because their name is Houston. I had to have one of those talks with myself probably 5 days ago, and I think everybody can relate, where you look in the mirror and go, hey, I don't think sports is important as you're making it. The Arkansas and Texas Tech game is still cutting into my soul, and this is 4 days later. That was a 9 o'clock start for us in Central Time Zone. I live in Nashville, so I stayed up, and my radio show starts at 5 a.m.
Ooh.
So I am up watching the game. We're up 16 with 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. We lose, it ruins my night, obviously. Mm-hmm. We can all relate to that. Mm-hmm. It affects me 2 days later, where I have to like have a conversation and go, hey man, this is not real life.
Yeah.
But it is real life.
It is, but it shouldn't affect me to the point where it affects the people that are not just in my super close circle, but in my secondary circle. Like it was like a virus. You ever see like a 10 days later, whatever the virus movie is, where if you get around someone.
28 days.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, my virus is a lot quicker than you guys'. It was like that, where it was affecting everyone around me for way too long, where I had to have that look in the mirror talk. One of my buddies texts me, and I have the actual minute that he texts me, and it's like 10:18, and I don't want to be texted during a game because I feel like I'm a big jinx guy. Although I don't believe in it, I do believe in just in case, don't jinx it. And so he texts me at like 10:18, and he sends me three dots. He's also a massive Arkansas Razorback fan. Uh-oh. And at that point, we were up 16 at that point. Within the next 60 seconds is when we started losing the game.
So what were the dots? What was he trying to accomplish with the dots? Just like, hey, you making sure you're watching, bro. Like, yeah, of course I am.
Acknowledging that we're both watching this. We can't believe what's happening. And I wonder if it's going to go away. And you know what? It all went away.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe it was those three dots that lost Arkansas that Sweet 16 game against Texas Tech. It is irrational. But what about being a sports fan is not irrational?
No, I mean, fan is short for fanatic and fanatical. So, yeah, nothing we do makes sense. Sitting in the same seat because you think it affects the game. Oh, I wore the same outfit. I can't wash my clothes.
Eating the same food.
After a win. I got to have the same snacks. I got to eat three pretzel peanut butter bites in each commercial break because that's going to, you know, propel us to victory. It's all irrational and it makes no sense.
Well, I get circumcised every March Madness for the same reason. I just didn't realize that was... I just go one layer more every time. I
mean, that's eventually going to run out, though, isn't it? Like,
I don't think.
Yeah, no,
I don't
no,
think it grows back.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm saying it's. Yeah, but you can only chop.
I'm just saying.
I'm good. Where do I meet Iron Man, by the way? Like, if I wanted to do that, because I'm here for like 2 days.
Okay, look, Anaheim, Disneyland, not
how
far.
How far from here? Because we're staying at the airport. We're basically staying in Terminal 3.
It just depends when you leave. You know, it's probably hour and a half, depending on, you know, whatever the Orange County traffic is. And then you go to adventure. You go to California Adventure, and you just kind of walk around. And you head over to Avengers, the old base there, and you see who's out there. Sometimes Spider-Man's on the roof. Sometimes Captain America is doing the shield thing, and the other times Iron Man is.
We're not from here, so we came yesterday, and a couple of my guys went to Muscle Beach. Didn't even know that was a real thing. Yeah. Thought that was only unlike the movies.
Nope. See, I was going to tell you, Anaheim's kind of far if you're by the airport. Yeah. So your best bet, go to Venice Beach. You might not see Iron Man, but you'll see like the Tin Man. You'll see like the Crack Man. You'll see
if you can get your way.
The Crack Man. I don't want to be invited to that group of Avengers.
If you can get yourself into gold somehow, like Arnold Schwarzenegger will be there.
Like the actual Gold's Gym?
Yeah, anyone can go in the Gold's.
Anyone can kind of stroll in. You just say, hey, I'm Bobby Bones. I want a guest pass.
It's right off the ropes.
Yeah. Like Mike O'Hearn will probably be there.
Saying I'm Bobby Bones does not work. It's only actually worked one time here. So my very quick story. What's the really expensive like sushi plate? Nobu?
That's one of them.
Nobu's a good one.
And there's a Nobu that's kind of far.
Malibu.
Yes. Okay. So I'm working on American Idol, which I did for 4 years. And I know that I'm not famous. I'm like known regionally moderately, right? Like that's that's where my fame extends to.
Regionally moderately.
And so that's where we are and we're shooting and we're in Malibu. And so we call the Nobu and say, hey, is there any way we can get in? And they say, there's not really. It's like a Thursday evening and there's no reservation. And so one of the people that were with me shooting Idol, one of my friends, was like, hey, but I'm here with Bobby Bones. And they said, okay, hold on 1 second. And they put us on hold. And we're going, there's no way they know.
Do you think they Googled you really quickly?
I think that they were... There are so many people, because fame is so fractured nowadays, that they were like, well... We may not know who he is because he's so young and hot. We're just going to go ahead and allow it. So they allowed us in because I don't think they knew who I was, but the name is so ridiculous. They thought he was probably somebody.
They're like, that can't be real, Dave.
Yeah, that can't be real. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and talk Aaron Rodgers in just a second. I have my top five scenarios I would like to see with Aaron Rodgers. Also, we actually have the Steelers and Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey now.
Which is pretty exciting. So Bobby Bones in for Rich Eisen. We will be back in just a second. Thank you.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Let's talk about Live Good, folks. Live Good is awesome. I always feel like I'm at my best with Live Good, and what's better than that? Because Live Good believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by an industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. They have organic super greens, multivitamins, I take those, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, creatine, detox, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk Game Time tickets, people, because it's a perfect time of year to do so. So many great things happening in the world of sports. The college basketball tournament, playoffs are starting soon in basketball and hockey. Baseball's kicking off right now. And if you want to see some of this action live, and why don't you? The best place to start is Game Time, because Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. And the curation that makes it easier to find better value for tickets, it's not just for sports. There's concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with Game Time, you get the lowest price guaranteed, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
I don't know if they still have a shot to make the playoffs or not. Do they? Do they still have a shot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is just try and win one of the next two without Tony. And then he comes back. And no one's running away with this league. No one's running away with this division right now.
You know what? I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Okay. I will write that down right now. Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-pom for 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I will come. I'll walk out for 10 seconds. Let everybody take pictures, make fun. Then I got to leave. 10 seconds. That's all you get. Not 11 seconds, not 12. You get 10 seconds.
Okay.
I have on the skirt.
This is amazing.
Pom-pom and a blonde ponytail wig.
If again, the Dallas Cowboys, they don't make the playoffs at all in this season. Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if they make the playoffs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I think they're making the playoffs.
All right, deal.
I'll do it with you, Shaq. How about that?
Deal.
How are you, Shaq?
First of all, it's not my fault. You need to blame it on the Dallas shops. I've been downtown Dallas looking for some big booty cheerleader shorts. They don't have any.
So.
But yes, I'm a man of my word. And yes, I will come there one day when you least expect it.
Ooh.
And fulfill my bet.
Well, but the thing is, I have to do it with you, Shaq. So I do need probably a little bit of a heads up, you know.
No, but you know what? I don't want you to do it with me because, you know what? You waited long enough.
Okay.
And, you know, you're at the point to where you don't think I'm going to believe it. So just to prove it to you, I want you to be front and center.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you 12 seconds.
This is the best possible scenario, Shaq, is you've extended it 2 seconds and absolved me from having to do it.
Exactly. I just want you to sit there and watch.
You guys can call us 844-204-RICH if you guys want to be on the show. Bobby Bones filling in for Rich Eisen, 844-204-RICH. We're going to hop back over to radio in just a second. But a lot of Aaron Rodgers talk coming up now.
Yay. Granger.
All right, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. I pulled this. I screenshot this because I thought it was so funny. This is a small town, Grand Junction Bar and Grill. I'd like to read you a post, and it starts sad, but it ends bold. And
what do you got?
It is with a sad heart that the team at Grand Junction Bar and Grill mourns the passing of our beloved line cook, Frank. Mm. He was a great team member who will be missed by many. Our team's looking now for an experienced line cook who can work in a fast-paced environment with competitive pay and hours. They transitioned so quickly to rest in peace, Frank, to trying to fill the job. Unbelievable post. If you feel you have the qualifications, stop in. So it was a rest in peace, Frank, and we're looking for a new line cook, and here is our phone number, all in one. And that is efficiency when it comes to social media. And for that, Grand Junction Bar and Grill, I applaud you. You guys can call us, 844-204-RICH. I like it when all the coaches get together. I like it when they have all the meetings. I like the big coach picture where they're all sitting there and it's every coach.
That's one of our favorite
things. Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
We pull many segments a year out of this picture.
Do they ever have to Photoshop anyone in that can't make it? Like in the history of this picture?
No, you're just out.
Yeah, you're out, man.
You don't make it.
So if you're not there, don't go. Yeah,
it's like back to
sometimes,
the future.
Sometimes people are there and just don't go to the photo.
I was talking to Ron Rivera once, and did you know that...
Flex.
No, this is a sports show. We all get to talk to Ron Rivera. Flex back. Here's the photo, first of all, and I want to say, do they fight for the middle seat? Do they put McVay and Andy Reid in the middle on purpose? Because it's probably not an accident you got two of the mains right in the middle.
Chris, didn't we come to the conclusion a few years ago that like it's either Belichick or... Andy Reid that should ceremoniously get the...
Yeah, I think one year this was our fantasy football name for one of the many show leagues that we did, me and Rich together and TJ. Man spread centerpiece, because Andy Reid, you know, he sits down and then he just like...
He had shorts on,
pops
too.
Him out. You know, he's wearing flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts and he's taking up all the studio space.
Man spread.
Then everyone kind of fills in around him. So I think is he the longest tenured head coach? No, maybe not the same team, but...
I think overall.
Head coach in the league overall. Yeah. So maybe he gets first seat and then everyone kind of fills in around him. But it's always great to kind of see what these guys are wearing, who is smiling, who's actually looking at the camera, who would rather be anywhere else. Also, look at the size of Dan Campbell compared to Sean Payton.
Yeah, also I see McDaniels.
Who's sneaky tall? I love meeting sneaky tall people in person.
Yeah, that's one
taller than you think.
Weird to see.
Kevin O'Connell is a giant.
Yeah, and then if you go to the far top right, and you're looking at the new Patriots head coach there, and I'm surprised that
Vrabes,
that Vrabel would, you know, be pushed aside like that. He's one of the more dominating guys, unless he's late, and that could have also been the thing. Like could have just walked into the picture. Who will not be there next year? Pick one.
Oh man,
guy.
Yeah. So Raheem Morris is the only one not in this photo, and so.
That's
the thing about the NFL. It's, you know, every year, you know, half the playoff teams are new, and every year 6 to 10 of these guys in this photo do not have jobs next year. Don't want to be negative. Don't want to be the negative guy.
You
positivity. Okay, we're having a great spring. I'm wind burnt from a weekend in Texas. Okay, I want to be positive. Who's not going to be there next year? I'm looking at you, Brian Daboll.
Yeah, I could. Okay, just let me suggest this. If they do, because again, Russ is the guy. Okay, right? Next.
Ooh. I'm looking at you, Mike McDaniel. I don't know if you're going to be there next year.
But these guys, no way Mike McDaniel's not there.
What have the Dolphins done? What have they done?
Been hurt.
Hurt?
Let me go back to Daboll, first of all, with the Giants. Okay?
Okay.
Russ is their guy. But if they draft a quarterback, doesn't that give you... at least an extra year or two.
They're going to be picking in the top five again.
In theory,
I think we can all agree on that.
So if they... man, Daboll's so good. He's one of those coaches that will get swiped immediately if he goes to the free market.
To be an offensive coordinator or to be a head coach?
That's a great question. I think you got me on my heels there. But yeah, I would still say one...
Jabbed you quick. Boom, just a quick shot.
Is the Giants one of the teams that you really never have a chance, though? Because that's what... look at Vrabel with the Titans, right? Immediately he was wanted again, and it's not like
he took a year off too,
but we thought
he was going to be immediately wanted last year. Him and Bill were like, oh, obviously him and Bill are going to be head coaches in 2024. They're going to have their pick, and neither got anything. Bill did his media thing. Look how funny and cool I am. Oh my gosh, I have a young hot girlfriend. And then Vrabel was a consultant in Cleveland before the Patriots did the right thing. So I don't know. You can say, like, Rich's whole thing is, oh, Mike Tomlin, if the Steelers ever let him go, 5 minutes later, he'd have a job. A lot of Steelers fans, TJ, and you know this, they're not happy with that guy.
That was going to be my guy
for
the
picture. They don't think he has evolved to the modern and the way the new game is played.
We can't really say
that anymore about, like, oh, this guy will immediately get a job if he's let go.
Yeah, it's true about the Steelers fans, and that's a whole nother issue there. But I do stand by that along with Rich. If Mike Tomlin did get fired, he's not going to
be. We thought that about Bill.
I think
now Bill's in college.
Bill's also 72, though.
Like, and the greatest coach ever.
That's fine, but still, though, it's hard to relate to, you
that's
know.
That's true.
But now he's got to relate to 18, 19-year-olds.
Even harder.
So we'll see how that works.
2 points. Point one, my guy was going to be Tomlin, who I think may not be there next year.
Okay.
Listen, they invest heavily on the defensive side of the ball. This is an offensive league. If Rodgers doesn't go to Pittsburgh, who goes to Pittsburgh? That's a whole conversation we're about to have. And I'll start with that. I do want to play a clip of Mike Tomlin talking about that yesterday.
He's a free agent. As you guys know, he came to visit last Friday. We had a really productive day. He's been in this thing a long time. I've been in this thing a long time. But it's no substitute for, you know, intimacy and spending time together and getting to know one another in a non-competitive environment. And so that was really good. But I don't have any new updates in terms of where the process is. We'll see where it leads us.
I mean, that's quite the filibuster there.
Mm. Tomlin's so good at saying a bunch of things, but not saying anything.
Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to run through a wall for him there, because he wasn't even saying anything to pump me up, but like, I'm still motivated by him saying that he has nothing to say about Rodgers. Do you want to see Aaron Rodgers go to the Steelers?
I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers anywhere anymore.
I know.
But for hilarity and comic sake, I think it would be kind of interesting to see Aaron Rodgers go to Pittsburgh and finally be the reason that the Steelers finish under 500 and don't make the playoffs. Like, it's kind of a...
Oh, the beauty.
You know, the irony there is hilarious. But I don't know. I don't want that for Pittsburgh. I want them to, like, draft a guy, to be the guy, and then they can move on. Whether it's Dart, whether it's maybe they trade up, TJ. You know, maybe they're wearing something I can't even know yet. It's like
do something different. I kind of have a feeling, and that's been kind of the word around some Pittsburgh circles there, that they're going to move up. But if they don't get Rodgers and they do draft a quarterback, right, then I think your thought that he's going to be gone is out the window, because they're not going to fire him with a rookie quarterback, like, because this quarterback needs time to develop. So it's going to buy time. So therefore, I don't know what would have to happen for Mike Tomlin to get fired.
Pittsburgh lives in NFL purgatory. I don't know if you guys talk about this, but they, especially over the last few years, they never win enough to actually have a shot to go to the AFC Championship Super Bowl. Not recent. And they never lose enough to get a high draft pick.
Not to interrupt, but you've completely just described my whole Dallas Cowboy theory for the last decade.
No, you guys are terrible.
No. We've won the division, bro. We've won. They're good enough to get to the playoffs. They're never good enough to win a Super Bowl, and they're never bad enough that we are going to draft like the number one quarterback.
But you've been bad enough to be at the top of the draft in the last decade.
And so it's like,
they're not like Pittsburgh, always over 500. But you don't think, when was the last time you actually thought Pittsburgh had a chance, legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl? It's been quite some time.
It's been since Big Ben.
I mean, but the last few years of Big Ben were rough.
But I'm just saying, since Big Ben was like the guy, is the last time I felt like they had a shot. No, later Big Ben, that guy, he's broken. He was just a tall guy broken back there. But it's been since Big Ben that we felt like they actually have a legitimate shot. I am not an Aaron Rodgers guy. I was an Aaron Rodgers guy until like a year and a half ago. I even watched his documentary to try to be reconvinced to be an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. What did you think about it? I have not watched it, but I mean, I've heard things and I've read things.
I was not moved either way, which I hoped it would move me in a direction, which is why I watched it. I wanted to like him less or more. Mm-hmm. Or when you learn about someone, maybe you learn, like sometimes you go to the backstory of a villain, a super villain. You're like, oh, I see why they're so messed up. And so you have like empathy in your heart.
Right.
I didn't grow any of that for him by watching that. So I was kind of bored by it and liked him just as less. But I do have my top five Aaron Rodgers scenarios. You want to do a list? All right, let's go.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bobby's.
Top five.
Thank you. Worked real hard on that, Bobby's. Looking to get an Emmy for that one. I just inserted it over Rich.
Nice.
Number five, he waits and doesn't sign with anyone. And now I get annoyed that he's always waiting and we're always debating on where he's going to go. You know, obviously, he loves this. And I think he waits to see what happens with the 49ers and if they're going to spend $50 million plus on Purdy, because we know he would love to play for the freaking 49ers. Like, that would be his dream scenario. So at number five of my top five Aaron Rodgers scenarios is he waits and ends up with the 49ers.
This also feeds his ego, right?
Absolutely.
Just every show, every headline, just constantly being about him. He looks so sad in those beach robe photos, TJ, but you know he secretly likes it, right? That they're constantly getting out there. Maybe he planted the paparazzi that day.
Attention is his fish food. It's what keeps him going.
Nibble, nibble, nibble. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Yep.
Number four, he joins and starts training for the U.S. Olympic flag football team and refers to it as his final competitive organic version of himself.
Wow.
Now that would be actually kind of cool.
This is the answer that I didn't know I needed.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
You can at least go out a winner, win an Olympic gold medal.
Wow.
Represent America and then be that guy again, even if it's and then he gets to go like, it's my final organic version. He gets to do something.
Yes. Tom Brady don't have a gold medal.
I don't hate that. I really like
this idea, actually.
Number three, he retires, but he keeps stringing people along for years. He never actually says he retires, doesn't fill out the paperwork, and he slowly fades away like my iPhone battery.
By the way, my battery's on 78% right now, like max charge, so I got to get a new battery. So
my battery's dying like crazy too right now. I think I'm three generations behind, but I would like to see Aaron Rodgers just kind of kick the can so much.
This is the most likely scenario.
It's a wrap.
It feels like... No, it's just one of those things like, oh, we're still talking to the Steelers. We're not going to, maybe, oh, well, this is going to drag into training camp and OTAs. And, well, you know, he's going to go unsigned. And then, you know, Tom or Ian are going to, or Adam are just going to be like, Darren Rodgers decided to sit out this year, but he's open to playing in 2026. this is the most likely scenario.
Number two, he hosts Jeopardy. Well, or any quiz show at an Applebee's every Tuesday night, never to be heard from again. Like he scratches that itch.
Bar trivia night with Aaron Rodgers.
That's him. He gets to claim he's doing it. And then number one is he signs with the Steelers, but he refuses to wear the black jerseys because they trap his emotional density. No. So he does.
He only plays road games.
That would be incredible. Mason Rudolph starts home games. Rodgers starts all road games. We're talking.
Just a new colorway. Like, he just will not wear the black jersey. They go a whole new colorway.
He convinces them to wear. Remember
the bumblebee?
The bumblebee or those, like, prison outfits that they wore, like, a decade ago.
I do have one more. Here we go.
You have one more?
Oh. All right, we'll get one more.
Wow, one more.
This is my plus one. He
never saw it coming.
Does retire, which I mentioned earlier, but for a new media venture, a YouTube series where he moves to a remote cabin in the woods and hosts Fourth and Forest, Lessons from the Trees.
Bobby Bones, I see you today.
I like that.
I see you loud and clear.
I loved Aaron Rodgers because I just liked a guy who said how he felt regardless of how he felt and how it would come back. But then it got to the point where I felt like he was saying things he didn't even feel. He was just saying things to get reaction. And then you start to feel the whole thing is disingenuous. I think remember when he was hurt and he was on the sidelines and we were debating if he was going to come back and play for the Jets? And he would be out on the field before the game. And he knew that there was a debate. He had probably planned the debate. I don't know this for sure. And then he would be on the field before the game even started, like throwing the ball. He's like not wearing anything, but the guy loves attention. And this comes from someone who gets paid to love attention. I seek attention. That is my job and every part of it.
That's my thing.
So it's like takes one to know one a little bit. But I think the hilarity of Aaron Rodgers, and I think you said it, Chris, going to the Steelers and then finishing under 500, That's a Picasso.
I think if they choose to go with him, that's the outcome they deserve for bringing this guy into the locker room. We just saw what he did to the Jets. Absolutely nuked them from the inside.
But can I say this about the... I hate standing up for him after I've just kind of went
on
him.
I know. Pile on.
But he does get hurt, you know, first game. He does come back. He played okay at the end of last season, right? And so, and some of the players, and who knows what to believe, apparently everybody didn't hate him inside the locker room.
I get that. Rich has said that.
And to me, that feels like, obviously, I don't know everything happening everywhere, but if like all the players like him, like what is it about him? Because I feel from the outside looking in, he's a complete D-bag, but he may not be a complete D-bag to the other players.
Sure. So then what's the holdup? Like, this is now week three of free agency. Free agency started 3 weeks ago, okay? You know you want to keep playing if that's the case, right? Is he still thinking about whether or not he wants to play?
What's fish food? Oh, he's fish foodness for sure. right? First of all,
but all your spots are gone now.
He probably wanted to be a Viking.
Only have Pittsburgh left.
Now, yes. I would say a week ago, like, he probably really was dying to be a Viking because look at the weapons they have.
Yeah.
He could go.
In the dome, we talked about that. 10 games inside the dome.
So when that didn't happen, it's, well, what do we have? The Giants, which he goes and spends time there with those guys in their facility, and then the Steelers. And who's going to actually let him be him the most? Because I think if you looked at both offenses, like, who would you? Now, they have DK Metcalf now, and they're spending a lot of money. They have George Pickens in Pittsburgh. They have
Whitemaker.
They have neighbors with the Giants. Like, who would you rather throw to?
Well, I think the Vikings top that list, but
the Vikings are gone.
But they're gone. They don't want to go in that direction anymore. And the Giants is now off the table too because they have Russ and Jameis, and seemingly they're going to draft someone, whether it's at three or whether it's in the second round. They are going to take a quarterback in this draft. So your spot to play, your options now are essentially retire or play for the Steelers.
Or wait and see what happens. But that never works.
But that never works out.
That never works out.
When was the last time the wait? Look, Ryan Tannehill is still waiting. That's what we thought was going to happen last year with him. He was waiting it out. Camp injury. I'll come in and be. He's still waiting. So I don't know what happens with this guy. And I don't care. But it's like it would be, like I said, it would be hilarious if he goes to Pittsburgh and suddenly they go 5-12.
Super conspiracy theory. Is there a chance that Tomlin and all of Pittsburgh already knows that Aaron Rodgers is going to come play for them, but they also know Aaron Rodgers is like, hey, give me like 3 more weeks to milk the crap out of this because I really need the attention. Like, that's part of our deal.
I just don't think Tomlin plays those games, and he's certainly not going to give up a, you know, a media power struggle to Aaron Rodgers.
Tomlin is starting to be a bit more vulnerable, though, as a coach. Like, I think he could be gone the next couple of years, even if he goes, well, you can't go 500 anymore, but even if he goes a game over 500, I think, and I love Pittsburgh and I love how passionate they are about their fans. And I don't think that's the case, especially with their history of head coaches and stability there, but they probably know, right? Like, they probably know if Rodgers is coming or not.
I would think so, but you know, just if we play this out, if they go 10-7 and get blasted in the first round by Buffalo again, not again, but by Buffalo this year, what does that do? What does that do for Tomlin's legacy? What does that do for Aaron Rodgers' legacy?
But how do you get better than Rodgers, though, is my question for next year, because I don't think you do.
You don't. You just kind of have to suck it up and eat it. Like, you know, the Ravens had that kind of goofy, we always win in the preseason streak going. Like, I think, I don't know if it's an ego thing, but who cares? Going 9-8, 10-7, and getting blasted in the first round means nothing. Like, they need a full rebuild, especially a quarterback. So you just got to suck it up for a couple years, be bad, pick in the top 5, get a guy, and move on.
Yeah, that's the key to get out of purgatory. Allow yourself to be bad.
Yeah, but the fan base has to be cool with it. Ownership has to be cool with it. Front office, you need the stability. Obviously, they have it in Pittsburgh. We're almost on year 20 with Tomlin.
And that's why it's not going to happen there.
Not going to happen. Which part? The fired part or the?
He's not going to get fired.
The bad part.
And they're not going to be. If you call it purgatory, fine. But like for them to completely rebuild and have a few 3-win seasons, the fans of the Steelers are not going to accept that. And then they're going to find out that the grass wasn't greener because they wanted a change. If they get the change, they're going to stink.
But they're nowhere near being a Super Bowl team.
I mean, then what do you do as a fan? Because every year there's one team that's going to win the Super Bowl.
I know,
right?
but there's always 8 to 10. Yeah, the 8 to 10 that have hope. Like, New England is picking in the top 5 for the second straight year, and I've never felt better about the team than I have in the last 5 years about them.
But you know, you're not winning the Super Bowl
in the direction that they're going.
We'll talk torpedo bats.
Washington's
on once.
Washington almost made the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
But they're a little bit better team than you.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you two, I'm going to have to step in. I know Rich is not here.
Hold on. We got a torpedo bat somewhere.
No, we do. We're coming. Yes, we're going to bring up torpedo bats. When Chris is on one, we're going to keep him on it. Right now, though, let's get a sports update with Andrew Bogish. All right, here we go.
Pro baller Lonzo Ball for Buzz Balls. Ready to go cocktails. Take 12.
Buzz Balls just dropped their biggest blue balls.
Script says biggie's blue balls, Lonzo. Take 13.
Blue Balls just dropped their biggest buzz balls.
Let's try a vocal exercise.
Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls. Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls.
Big balls just dropped. Get blue balls this season with Buzz Balls.
Please drink responsibly. Buzz Balls available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. Buzz Balls, LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. and so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Before you leave, I'd like to play a game that we've created here called Start, Bench, Cut, similar to that, you know, blank, marry, kill game that we always used to play as kids. Okay.
Did we, as kids, play that?
Or as collegiate, or adults, or yeah, last week.
Yeah, okay. Last week.
We call it Start, Bench, Cut. So you can have to start somebody, bench somebody, and cut somebody, and we will have a Game of Thrones theme to it.
Yes. Okay.
All right. What's the first one, Chris Brockman? What do you have for
the first one is your favorite Game of Thrones character.
Okay, hold on. Just to give him the three.
Khaleesi, Jon Snow, Jorah Mormont.
Start, bench, cut.
You have to start, bench, cut. Bench one and cut.
I'm starting Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains. I'm benching Jorah, and I'm cutting Jon.
Wow.
You can't have any rivalry. Jon, he's trying to, you know, that's his aunt, but he's trying to get in there.
Oh my God. We gotta cut Jon.
Okay.
Didn't see that coming.
Okay, it's cutthroat. Because we also knew, and one of the many times we have conversations, you're a big Jorah fan.
I am. And now that he's got
he's back.
Grayscale out, you know,
he's healed. Okay.
So that Jon Snow's out.
And Jon's out, he could be in.
Okay.
Not related.
But I know he
did it. I don't think that matters.
Yes, Game of Thrones. All right, give another one right there.
Okay, the nastiest MF-er on Game of Thrones.
You have to start one, you have to bench one and cut one.
Ramsay Bolton, Walder Frey, Joffrey.
If it's nastiest, I mean, you got to start Ramsay.
He's the worst.
I mean, he is the worst, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst of all time.
Worst of all time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bench Joffrey because he's close. You know, the stuff that he did. I mean, Sansa's put up with all this crap from the men in her life. She needs to pick better men.
Exactly.
Right? And so I'm going to bench Walder Frey. He's up there, but his death was exciting.
So you cut him. He's out.
He's out.
Okay. Well, which he actually was, in fact, cut.
Right. Arya,
literally, from all that. Okay. And then we'll just do one more favorite movie. Okay. The three choices are Shawshank Redemption, The Fugitive, You've Got Mail. Start, bench, cut.
I'm starting The Fugitive. I mean, Tommy Lee and Harrison Ford, fantastic.
The best, right?
I'm going to bench Shawshank. Phenomenal movie as well. And I'm cutting You've Got Mail.
I love You've Got Mail.
It's not even the best Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's modern times. Online and all that
Sleepless in Seattle?
That was like a phone call on a radio show.
But you've got dial-up. You've got dial-up email.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You guys are wrong.
You know, not to stay on Aaron Rodgers for another hour or so, but can he do the A-Rod, Russ Wilson bounce back where if he just wins or just like dates J-Lo, we like him again?
The A-Rod, like, returned to with something.
Which way? Because I feel like he's kind of pendulum both ways. Like, we hated Alex Rodriguez, right?
Oh,
like,
forever.
Loved him, then hated him.
Yep.
And then he kind of got normal again. And now it's kind of, you know, real person kind of comes out. But I mean, he and even Russ, until like his last Denver, his last year at Denver, he played pretty well. Like, he was taking some shots, even for me, because all the old videos were creeping back up of him kind of being weird. But I feel like he's bounced back. Has Rodgers completely lost the chance to bounce back as normal?
I think I was like, well, what could he do?
Win. Like, I'm just saying win.
Win.
Does win.
Like would the Steelers go 14-3 and
win a Super Bowl. Winning cure all.
Exactly.
That would be wild.
Is it so wild? If he wins a Super Bowl, do we forget how weird he is?
Or like that 2 weeks between the Super Bowl, we're just like focused on the weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm rooting for you, Aaron. Not.
Not.
Okay. What I want to do and
the
I want to.
The crazy thing is, guys, there's a whole section of people that don't find him weird. So
you talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, there's
same
that
with
too.
You. Same with so. You. Most people, there's some people don't find you weird.
I bet.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm an acquired taste for sure.
Rocket Bats in a second, but don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Now, I know you're going to be passionate about the Rocket Bat, Chris, so I'm going to first read a standard description of the Rocket Bat with the Yankees and what has happened. I wrote this with no bias at all, and I will let you respond.
Okay.
The New York Yankees have introduced a new bat design dubbed the Torpedo Bat, which has garnered significant attention in baseball. This innovation was developed by Aaron Leinhardt, a former MIT physicist who served as an analyst in the Yankees front office during the 2024 season. The Torpedo Bat features an unconventional shape with the barrel positioned closer to the hitter's hands, redistributing the area where contact is most likely. Now, we could roll through the players like Volpe, Chisholm, Bellinger, Paul Goldschmidt. They have been ding, ding, ding. It's dinger after dinger. So
many home runs.
From you, as a hater, what is your problem with the bat?
Certified hater. Here's my biggest problem with this bat, guys. My team didn't come up with it.
Yeah. That's it.
Now, that I felt. That I completely understand.
That's all I could think of.
Yeah.
Because if the Red Sox had done this, oh, it's the greatest invention. We're smarter than everybody else. Look how innovative we are. We're down with the times. We checked out all the exit velo and blah, 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 blah. We got MIT guys on it. All the nerds are in the lab coming up with these bats. But because they did it, the cheating cheater is going to keep cheating. You know
Chris,
what I mean?
Chris, remember all the times, like, we'll go to Twitter and we'll see a tweet that is so insanely funny but so simple. And we'll be like, how did we not?
God, how did I not think
like,
of
it was
this?
Right there. Bobby.
It was right in front of us.
It's right there. Everybody, right there. Like, what took to the year of our Lord 2025 for some baseball starting, what, 1880?
Beats me. Baseball's like 150 years old.
Well, the great thing is you'll have them in 6 months because everyone will have them.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You better
have
them.
Every team is hiring all the nerds to come up with, oh, we need it.
It's
need,
Moneyball.
We need a
2025.
Yeah.
I have other.
3.0.
Get out of here.
I have other.
Just hold on a second. I also love Rich, this guy. Nobody celebrates, normally it's April and May baseball wins like Rich. He's celebrating March wins.
Yeah, like
this guy's
on.
Sending us text where he's supposedly on vacation.
Yeah, whose
about,
team is undefeated this
whose
weekend?
Whose team's undefeated this weekend? Oh, anybody? Crickets, Mets, Red Sox, crickets. Dude.
Disappear for a week.
What are you doing? It's not even April baseball. Normally it's nothing like a tradition unlike any other. Yankees fans celebrate April wins. You're celebrating March wins.
So do you know who celebrates March wins?
Losers.
People who don't get to celebrate October wins.
Oh, well, you said it better than I did. I was a little harsher.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it. Being an Arkansas and a Cubs fan, I like to celebrate way early, too, because I know there's not a lot of celebration room later on.
At least you've won something in the last decade.
Fair, but they've won a lot of things.
Yeah, but
I'm not a Yankees fan, by
like,
the way.
Compare those
you
two
can't
things,
compare the so, two. Yeah, on. Yeah. There were, like, when the Cubs won, this is how bad it was. There were people at gravestones playing the radio to like their grandparents because nobody had won.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
So I get that. That's
the Yankees.
Great.
I do have some comparisons here. I'd like to compare the Torpedo Bat to the Tush Push.
Oh,
yeah. Another thing.
You
do it.
Want it banned or?
Both, right? Depending on where you're coming from, because people hate the Tush Push because they can't do it. If every team
can't
do it,
can't stop it.
Exactly.
But they could do it.
Some have tried, and
just
I mean,
look at
the Bills.
Boom.
And they've done that a bit. I mean, look at Buffalo, or look at when Patrick Mahomes just gets hurt doing a quarterback sneak. Like I think the Tush Push is specific to a Jalen Hurts type strength, and also an offensive line that consistently can do it. I mean, Kelsey was the guy, so the Tush Push is there. I would also put the Miami Heat Big Three. Like, that's not cheating, but if you weren't it, you got upset that it was happening.
True.
Because you only hate them because you ain't them. I think you said that a minute
that's
ago.
I've said that.
I think the Golden State Warriors off-ball screens, you know?
It's not fair.
Doesn't seem fair.
None of this seems fair unless it's like your team, right?
Right? Ah, we didn't think of it.
You know, constant illegal moving screens. The goal is the brilliant system. I'm not a hater, so to me, that's a brilliant system. The shift in baseball, pre-ban.
Yeah, the shift was kind of bogus.
Start to get that big.
But it was super smart.
I feel like the torpedo bats are parallel with much of sports. If it's a team you hate or a team that you ain't, you don't like it until you get to be a part of it.
Right. Does this mean I have to buy Cage like a T-ball torpedo bat?
I mean, aren't all T-ball bats kind of, aren't they the fat bats? Are they still using, I don't know what T-ball uses, but.
No, they're pretty thick. He uses a minus 13, which is insane. It's like a 26 length, 13 ounce bat.
Ooh. Okay.
We'll be back next hour.
I like that. Well, I guess the thing I would like next, if you know those bats that your kid has that are small and the entire plastic barrel is a monster.
Fat, yeah.
Like that's it. I don't want like an MIT professor. I want like Kentucky
like
State.
Hasbro?
Like yeah, like right. Someone to come through and be like, we made this, and it like revolutionizes the game. So, but I mean, I'm looking at the bats. I'm surprised nobody did it sooner.
That's what I'm saying.
Because to get jammed removes all power, right? And you're seeing some of these guys in the Yankees. I saw Volpe got jammed and hit a home run.
Yeah, he shouldn't be doing that.
But think about bats in general and the technique. You do golf clubs. Drivers.
Golf club, yeah. The revolution in the golf clubs is out of control.
Like every sport
460cc driver heads.
They're having to go backward with the balls.
Yeah.
So much so in the years coming up because of technology has advanced how far you could hit the ball.
Yep.
So I like it, too, that it's the Yankees that did it because I love a villain. It'd be like if the Dodgers put rockets in their shoe or had some way to run faster. It'd be like if a team had a 7'5" center that could actually shoot threes.
Like the Spurs?
It's exactly what it is, right? Where everyone's like, well, this isn't fair. How did you get this? But I do like, though, that the Yankees, because I think baseball does best when the Yankees and the Dodgers are winning big.
Yeah.
And also doing things that make everybody else upset because we want to hate the big guy.
Well, like dynasties are great for sports as much as everyone. Oh, I want parody. No, you don't. You want someone to rally behind to hate. And it's funny, you know, Jazz Chisholm, he went yard twice, you know, over the weekend and he's kind of clapping back at everybody. Okay, explanation. The barrel is bigger and within MLB regulation. For the idiots that say it's moved the label, you're an idiot. It's a double idiot blast there. Nobody is trying to get jammed. You just move the wood from parts you don't use to the parts you do. You're welcome. No more stress for y'all. So Jazz has had enough after one weekend.
He used idiot twice and had to define regulation, which you know he's getting to. You know every presser, too, they're all annoyed to have to talk about it.
Tough. You brought this on yourself.
But
I find it's kind of cool. Sorry to interrupt that.
No, it's good.
The one guy on the team who isn't using a modified bat is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, because
he doesn't need to.
Yeah, and he said that they basically asked him about it. He goes, "What I've done over the past few seasons speaks for itself."
Yep.
So he is not using this bat. He's using his old regular bat. And
that's kind of sick. Go the other way. Babe Ruth used to use a 54-ounce bat. The only thing that should be 54 ounces is your steak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know what a 54-ounce bat would feel like.
It's heavier than you.
Yeah,
I would imagine that. All right, we're back. We'll talk NFL draft coming up next here. Thank you, guys. Rich Eisen Show.